Blog Talk Radio.
Hey. 1, 2, 1, 2.
You're listening to the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Kim, providing you with that gleam of hope. Welcome to another hopeful morning with your host, Minister Kim, family and friends. We have an exciting, exciting week for you, and we are so grateful that you came to join us this morning. I'm excited because I'm holding it down with the 21-day consecration. Kim and I are still having our talk, but I want you to know that you can do it. Now, we had scheduled Dr. Thomas S. Cooper, my pastor from Kingdom Life, this morning, but he will not be able to be with us. I'm asking all of you, all of my family and friends who know the word of prayer, to please keep the families up in prayer. That's the Barbers, the McDaniels, TLC, North, and South Carolina. Keep us all up in prayer as today we prepare for the going home service of a beloved pastor. When I say anointed man of God, Pastor Tracy Barber. So please keep us up in prayer. But we will definitely have Pastor Cooper back on with us on the following week. But God is good. We definitely have an awesome guest for you this morning. He is anointed. He's equipped to provide you with additional information to help you through the rest of this 21-day consecration and help you just walk in God in 2015. We have no other than Dr. Oliver T. Reed with us. He is from I Am a Solution, the Branding Gospel OTR Ministries, today with us. Our topic today, we're going to be talking about prayer moves mountains. If you believe the power in prayer, you are here, tuned in to the right station. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope with Minister Kim and our guest, Dr. Oliver Reed.
Somebody up in here tonight needs a breakthrough, and you came here looking, expecting for something to happen for you. Well, I came to let you know that it's done.
Get your dirty dance, make a noise, move your feet.
Welcome back. Again, this is your host, Minister Kim, and I'm excited to begin this awesome discussion with our guest this morning, Dr. Oliver Reed from I Am a Solution, the Branding Gospel OTR Ministries. We would like to welcome you, Dr. Reed, to our show. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Kim. How are you, Minister Kim?
I am fine. I'm wonderful. Grateful that you're with us this morning.
Great. Thanks. I'm honored to be here. Excited.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Tell us a little bit about the ministry. It's called I Am a Solution, the Branding Gospel OTR Ministries. I was on your website, and I was like, I need for him to really give us a little bit about the ministry, because you know we're going to get you back on the show soon. You know how I produce it, dude. But I definitely would love for you to share with our listeners today all about your ministry.
Yes, I Am a Solution Branding Gospel, OTR Ministries. This is a simple ministry where we believe in providing solutions, hands-on solutions, whether that's physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, just being the solution in the earth, coming from the book of Genesis where God told us to be fruitful, to multiply, to replenish, to put back, and to really allow our best to come out and shine through. OTR is actually a initial for oneness through redemption. So we are international and national ministry where we just travel in unconventional ways, Kim, and just really share the gospel of Jesus Christ in marketplace and churches. We do a lot of training and development, a lot of mission work, but we're really just trying to representing Christ in the earth.
Well, we thank you so much because I see that you're definitely doing God's work, and we appreciate you so much, Dr. Reed. Now, my next question is, what led you into ministry? Because everybody that's called does mm-hmm. not accept the call. So what led you to submit to God?
Wow, that's a great question. I think for me, I was already doing ministry without mm-hmm. even knowing that I was doing ministry. It was one of those things where I grew up in the church. Mother was a pastor, still a great woman of God. And that's all I knew was to kind of be ingrained in the things of God. But, you know, I started at a young age, Kim. I started ministering gospel at 14 years old. But still had setbacks, you know, did more things, I tell people, inside of the church than on the outside. So it was just, you know, that's another whole story, another whole broadcast.
Series.
That's a whole series, you know, PowerPoint, whatever it is. It's real. And so I started at a young age, but really, really getting into ministry. I talk about in a lot of the books that I write about being practical about your ministry and being open and not only transparent, but allowing people to see, being exposed. I started ministry at 14, but really 7 years later, you know, when I was in college, after a failed suicide attempt, because I had a broken relationship with the father. You know, I just went to college, started to say, hey, I got this. I don't need you, God. You know, this is what I want to do. You know, fell in love, I thought, with someone that was going to be my best thing since sliced bread, ever. you know, and just totally, my heart was just totally changed. I turned away from God, and a near-death experience, and I rededicated my life to God, and that's where it really started. So that's what really led me into ministry. We minister to wounded and hurting people, people who have been through things. Is where my niche, I think, where God has put an anointing upon our life and ministry.
Amen. Thank you so much. You made a few great points, and I know that we have you here as we are in our 21 days consecration, and we want to continue to encourage those that remain faithful to this 21-day consecration, and if those who haven't, to join in even now into the consecration and make this a part of your walk with God, consecrating yourself, setting aside, you know, the things, the people, everything for God, setting aside, making those sacrifices for God. So we definitely want to have you back on so you can go more in depth because you said some key stuff. I tell you, you got a series up in here.
I would love to.
Yeah, great. Thank you so much. We're going to hold you to that too, Dr. Reed. But on this morning, we invited you to talk about how prayer impacted your life.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, that, you know, being transparent just a few moments ago, you know, knowing God at an early age, you're really getting to know him when you're really out on your own, when you was away from the foundation, and then, you know, that almost suicidal, you know, attempt that occurred. So there had to be a connection, then a disconnection, and then a reconnection.
Yes.
So I would love to hear how you reconnected to God by having a conversation with God. Ooh,
wow, that's
so powerful.
That's powerful.
Mm.
That's
you know, the word right there.
Disconnected to be reconnected is something that I just really, really got at what you were saying, Minister Kim. disconnected, because during my disconnection when things were cut off, you know, when I had placed myself, God didn't disconnect from me, but I had disassociated myself from him. And I remember, you know, this was back, I'm not going to give my age away, but this was Christmas Day. Can you imagine this? Christmas Day, I had tried to commit suicide, couldn't die, overdosed, couldn't die, transported. This was a changing period. I was speaking to my mother this time. Now, this is somebody that knows the word, so somebody out there listening, just because you have the word in you, you've been baptized and all that stuff, full of the Holy Ghost, does not excommunicate you from going through trials and going through self-tests and going through things that you cause to come on yourself. So my disconnection from God allowed me to be inside, you guys, ladies, inside of a place where I thought I was going home after the suicide attempt, and they walk up to me and they say, no, you're now a ward of the state. We think you're going to hurt yourself. We need to take you in for evaluation. You can go willingly or unwillingly. And I don't know who this is for, but sometimes you have to go willingly or you will go unwillingly. But either way, you're going to go to that next level. And so I'm sitting in there, and I am in the room, and this is how my prayer life got to be reactivated. I'm sitting there, and I gave my heart back to Christ. I said, Lord, use me. I understand. I return now to my first love. You are my only God. You are the things that I trust more than silver, more than gold, more than relationships. You know how we get to the point where everything else is important. And then you find yourself in the desert. And that's where I was, just in the desert, just without shade, without shelter. And I'm just out there, and I'm saying, God, it's better with you. And I don't know if you're driving in your car, or you, wherever you're listening to this, or you might just be, you know, sitting at your computer. It's better with God. It's simply better with him. They say, I'd rather be in your presence than to dwell 1,000 years outside of it.
Yeah.
I'd rather just be with you. And I was sitting in that room, and I'm about, Kim, I was about to have a psychological evaluation that would dictate the rest of my life. Because the first thing the psychologist told me he said, we're going to evaluate you to see if we need to medicate you and run further tests, and you will have to stay for a while. Now, this is Christmas Day, and I'm telling you, I said that prayer to God. I connect back with you. Before I knew it, woman of God, ladies, the whole waiting room area, all I could hear was people praying, travailing, speaking in tongues. I'm like, who is this people? My mother had got on the phone, and she had called people from her church. They had called people from everywhere, and they had left their Christmas Day. That time of afternoon, and they began to bombard heaven and say, we speak to the destiny inside of this man of God. Let me tell somebody out there, woman of God, wherever you are, your trials do not dictate who you are. And I began to pray. I always say this, and if you somewhere, you can write this down. This is very important about prayer. I learned that sometimes people just get up, and, you know, and they can just pray. But really, you develop a prayer life after fiery trials. Fiery trials, write this down, fiery trials ignite burning prayer. Fiery trials ignite burning prayer. In other words, when you go through stuff, you pray like you've been through stuff.
Yeah.
So that's how I got reconnected in prayer, and that's why it's so important.
That's just like, if you only knew you are in my backyard. Like, this is so real. And a lot of times what happens is, you know, people feel like, well, you grew up in church, you know church, and that's just it. You know church. You know how to behave. You know the characteristics. But are you in covenant relationship with God? Because when we are in covenant relationship with God, it doesn't matter where we are, whether near the foundation we originally started from or way at school, you know, or married off and, you know, relocated. God is within us. But when we don't have that, the enemy comes up, whether they send a nice, beautiful young lady or a handsome man.
Yes.
It can be, you know, the diamond or whatever it is. He's always shining this object in front of us, and whatever your weakness is, guess what? We attract to it. And if you don't know God for yourself and have his word written inside of you, you can fall. The spirit of depression is real. Now, I'm saying that because you on consecration right now, and you might be going through something.
Yes.
It's the enemy's way to defeat the purpose of God in your life.
Mm-hmm.
But what did you say? The fiery, those trials. Those trials that could have took you out of here.
Mm-hmm.
That made it seem like I can't do this no more.
Yes.
I'm giving up on the faith. I'm giving up on everything. That's when you get on your knees and cry. That's why God says, that David was a man after his own heart.
Yes.
Because as you were sharing your testimony, I thought about David. I thought about the book of Songs and all of the songs that he wrote that he was going through and how he was feeling. And he had nowhere else but to look up and build this relationship with God.
Yes. Yes.
So every time he messed up, every time he disconnected to get reconnected. Right? He had to go and repent. He had to go, Father, forgive me. Forgive me.
Yes. And that's one thing that's so important that I had to learn is that when you go through things, you know, it's almost like the law of motion. It says for every action there's an equal and opposite reaction. You know, if there's an action that came, you know what I mean, because of a reaction. Or, you know, it's almost like the force that propels you forward. It sometimes we forget about that. And what I mean by that is I don't say, you know, everybody prays differently. Some people whisper, some people shout. It's not in the propensity of which you pray, you know, but there has to be a unction. You know, it has to be a tenacity that can't, you know, when you're in the midst of a trial or you're in the midst of going through or pushing out something that you begin to pray. And as you begin to pray, I always say you're giving God his information back. But I like what you said, you're giving him his word. You're not just praying, oh, I want the car, I want the house. That's good if you want the house, but why do I want it and does it allow me to line up with what he's already said? So I'm giving him back his information. And sometimes we say, God, my prayers are held up. What's going on? And a lot of times we're not giving God back his information. So it's disqualifying us from the next level. So what I'm saying, don't fast and not give God in prayer his information back.
Yeah,
you know,
so
you might as well be eating. You know, you might as well be eating or drinking.
Right, because God says that heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word, my word, that means that that's all he knows, actually. That's all God knows is his word, and his word will never come back to his voice. I thank you so much for just starting out with a boom. You just, like, hit the stomach and just hit because this is so true. And you know, doctor, apostle, anointed man of God to just be transparent with us. Because a lot of times when we get these titles and God promotes us, not we promote ourselves, which is another topic, but when God promotes us and he puts us where in places that, you know, the devil level, as you go up, the devil tries to get much bigger and he tries different things, but people see you in all dimensions because they've watched your progression because, you know, you got your haters that's going to watch you. But now for you to naturally be here on a radio show, and I'm pretty sure in your book and ministry, anytime that you have time, you're being transparent and you share with people, this is why I have a prayer life. This is why when it's time for prayer, I'm not out in the vestibules talking and chit-chatting or eating. I'm in prayer because I understand what the Almighty God did for me.
Yes. I'm telling you, what's powerful, I love what Jesus says in Matthew 26:36. It says, then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane. Everybody has a Gethsemane, the place of the crushing. We've been saying this, I've been saying all over Facebook, this is my year, this is my time, and yes, I believe God has great, amazing, wonderful things. But you will not get to a resurrection without a Gethsemane. Gethsemane was a place of oppression. It says, then Jesus came unto a place called Gethsemane and said unto his disciples, sit ye here, which means there's going to be some people this year. Now I'm speaking to you in a prophetic way, oversight way right now, speaking to your destiny. There's going to be some people that you're going to have to say, sit here this year.
All right.
Sit right here.
Sit here.
Because you know, you've been talking about me long enough. I'm remembering what my uncle did to me long enough. Remember what my mother did to me long enough.
Mm-hmm.
You keep reminding me of what I can't do in business long enough. Sit here, disciples, because I'm still called to you to show an example. Because sometimes we want to get rid of folks, but God will allow people to be around your circle. They get on your nerves, that don't follow directions. Sometimes you have to tell them, sit here. And you say, sit here, disciples. You're still a part of me. I'm not casting you out.
Mm-hmm.
Sit here while I go and pray elsewhere or yonder. So what I want to challenge you this morning, while you listen to this, what we're saying and hearing the word of God, let your problems sit here. Let the people that you're trying to convince sit here while you go and pray and begin to birth and begin to travail and begin to speak and give God his information back.
Oh, awesome, awesome. See, I just added that to my 2015 affirmation list. Our first one was on New Year's Eve. Decisions have to be made. Decisions, you have to make that decision. I can't make that for you. I'm talking to my family. I'm talking to my haters. I'm talking to my listeners. Decisions have to be made. You have to make the decision. I can't make it for you. That's number one. Number two, faith has a behavior. In 2015, if you don't exercise your faith, then guess what? You won't be sitting with the rest of the people. Because my next one is, sit here, because Kim's got to go pray. I need to be in my prayer closet more in 2015 than ever. I don't want to be so busy, Doc, in 2015 that I miss the voice of God.
Yes.
Because like you said, I'm trying to stay with the important people. I'm trying to stay with the people that keep reminding me of my past. Another one I'm asked to, leave the old conversations in yesteryears. Leave them back there.
Wow.
Leave them back there. Stop going back there. Stop allowing people to take you back there. But I'm going to say this before I go to commercial. Because if you tell your people, tell your crew, to sit here while you go pray, you'll have enough strength that when the enemy uses them to bring up old stuff, you'll be able to sit them down. I'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voice Hope. When our guest, Dr. Oliver T. Reed, is definitely in the building. Oh, my God, you definitely coming back here. We'll be back.
Ladies, would you like to feel more confident, more empowered, all while simply being yourself? I can tell you firsthand that there is nothing more beautiful than a woman knowing exactly who she is. You're special, unique, and you have gifts and talents that make you an individual. Hi, my name is Kimberly Arrington, and I am the creator of I Am Me University, a unique online community of amazing women around the world, all committed to shine. We're just like you. I'm just like you. And it's time to be amazing, to stop being afraid, to live the life that you know you deserve. I'm so honored and blessed to be a woman, and you should be too. You have more in you than you realize. So won't you join us and get ready to be your best self? You can join us at www.imeuniversity.com, and let's let the world know that we are here.
Welcome back to the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. This is Minister Kim and our guest, Dr. Oliver T. Reed from I Am a Solution, the Branding Gospel OTR Ministries. If you miss the first portion of our show today, I am encouraging you to archive the show. You need it. Download it. Because you need to hear all of the stuff, not just part of it. You need to hear, this is meat. This is substance for your life. this 21-day consecration, if you had touched and agreed and then committed to it, God is going to do some powerful stuff in your life. But you just can't end 21 days and go back to your old self. You need to make decisions throughout the rest of this year how you're going to live and how you're going to make this relationship work with you and God.
Yes.
You know, Doc, my pastor said something that's profound. He said, you got to be selfless this year. He told us to turn to our neighbors left and right and say, I love you, but I got to do
mm-hmm.
me.
Mm-hmm.
I got to do me.
You're right.
Mm. I got to do me. But I thank you for sharing that, because a lot of times, you know, we get caught up in titles and people see our titles, but they don't see the humanistic of
them.
They don't see it. And they don't understand. And when I relate to people, I say, you know, Jesus wept. Jesus
mm-hmm.
shared his emotion with us.
Mm-hmm.
So you have an emotion. You cry. You go through things he went through. He's our greatest example.
Yes.
So don't get caught up in your title. That's for somebody else, but not for Dr. Reed. All right, Dr. Reed. Prayer moves mountains.
Yes.
That's mm-hmm. our theme for 2015. You opened up. You dropped it on us. Profound word to not touch the surface, but get into the deep tissues of our
mm-hmm.
soul.
Mm-hmm.
How do we start? Because once you connect it, then you get disconnected, and you find yourself coming back like the prodigal son did.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a certain format that you pray to get God's attention? You know, because people have all of these, you know, ideas, theories.
Mm-hmm.
Can you share a little bit with us?
Yeah, I think one of the things that I do, I'm very practical and use a very practical approach, is that I just come. You know, I think sometimes we want to do all this stuff and come in sackcloth and ashes and, oh, you know, and get my prayer books. All those things are great. I believe I'm an author. I love books. I love the Word of God. I love all those different things. But God wants you just to come. Because sometimes, you know, we get focused on 20 steps. Okay, before I do that, let me get the oil. Before I get the oil, let me get this. And before I do that, let me, Lord, forgive me. So you spend 20 minutes praying for the Lord to forgive you. He said, I just want you to come. I know what you did last night. I know what's going on. I know what you're thinking. Just come. And I think the first thing is coming and set your face. Daniel 9, verse 3 says, and Daniel, he says, and I set my face unto the Lord. Sometimes we come in, you know, we're coming into prayer, but our focus is not on God. That's what that faith means. I'm coming to prayer because I'm busy 21 days, you know.
Uh-huh.
Everybody coming to 21 days. And I always tell people when I was fasting, I believe in those 21 days. I mean, they're powerful to accelerate the year. Believe in prayer and fasting, but you got to know that the devil knows you're going to be praying for 21 days.
Right.
The devil knows you're going to be praying for 21 days.
Right.
And he's going to put mountains after mountains after mountains in your way.
Uh-huh,
okay.
Uh-huh.
You're going to be the hungriest you ever been in those 21 days. Everybody at your job going to cut a fool. Your children, the dog ain't going to bark right in 21 days. So you got to be prepared to understand that it's not about the 21 days. Not about the 21 days. It's about building an attitude and a focus that will take you. The Bible says in Daniel 9:3, he said, I set my face unto the Lord to seek by prayer and supplication. So prayer, we talked about it, is you giving God his information back. But don't just stop there. God wants you to pray, give him his word back. But also he wants you to come in supplication, which means supplication is supplying God with your information. Let me go back to that. When you pray, you give God his information. When you pray, you give God his information, his word, everything he said. But then he also wants to know, the Bible says he's touched by your infirmities. So he wants to know and have a dialogue with you. So I know sometimes you get into prayer and you just like, Lord, Psalms 14 says this, and 1:3:33 says this, but then God wants to know what's really going on with you and your husband relationship.
Right. Oh, yes.
What's going on with your children? He wants to know.
Yes.
You don't want to get too spiritual, but he knows my heart and I ain't got to say it to him. No, when the Bible said when Israel cried out, when they begin to cry out, God begins to heal and restore and to move. So he wants to know, man, these taxes are something else. God, I don't know how I'm going to pay this mortgage. God, this business is what you're calling me to. You're stretching me. I don't know. He wants to know supplication, which is your information. Then it says, look at what Daniel did. Daniel said, I prayed. Then I told you about my situation and what's going on. Then he says, with fasting and sackcloth and ashes, which means that now that fasting comes with denying yourself. It's just that part where you're saying, hey, I'm going to give up this because I want to stay focused on the greater good. You know, I want to stay so focused, my face, and every time, my stomach growls, it lets me know that I desire you more, God, to move on this path, to move in this situation, to change my marriage, to change my business, to change my nation, to change my employment, to birth me into the promise. And so that's those steps that I use. I come because you got to show up. You know, there's been many times I don't want to pray, but let me get in here in this bed. You know, Lord, let me sit here. Let me wait on you, Lord.
Yes.
But I'm going to commit to praying, giving you, God, your information. I'm going to talk about my problems. I'm going to talk about my issues. But I'm going to end it with your word, and then I'm going to say, hey, I'm going to stay fasting, or whatever. I'm going to stay committed. You know, don't put that candy in your mouth. There's a time that it was funny. I'm going to tell you, I used to be fasting, and before I knew it, I done popped something in my mouth, some swearing guns, and you know, whatever it may be. And I'm like, oh, Lord, if you mess up, you know, continue on that route. Don't just be like, oh, I'm going to just throw the towel in. You know, we got 24 hours. Let's do it again.
Yeah. It's about a commitment, and God wants to see you take that first step. And the key word that you said, come. Come just as you are. And like you said, supplicate. Tell God. Tell him all. And I find that sometimes people feel like it's hard. And I believe, this is just my theory, that they find it hard because they cannot see him in the physical.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So they're like, how am I? You talk to yourself, don't you? You talk and ain't nobody answering you back. But God does answer us back in more ways than one. So you got to put it in practice. Just put it in practice. Get up every day, you know, blow before you go to lunch and spend quality time with God. God will move your mountains.
Yes,
he is
yes.
the solution to every issue, every
yes.
problem, every burden. Even on your highs, when things are going well in your life, you can't see him praying. You got to pray even more. The fervent prayers of the righteous prevail as much.
Yes.
You got to be fervent in your prayer. You can't take vacation on prayer.
No.
You need God.
You cannot.
Uh-uh.
I always say this, too. I always say this, too, that, you know, we say that, I love the thing, prayer moves mountains. Prayer moves mountains. What I love about prayer, it moves mountains, but it also puts you inside of the mountain.
Yes, it's all right.
So, what it does
back
is...
Back.
So you're like, oh, prayer movement. And sometimes we say that, oh, my God, but God is moving this thing, but then God is putting you in the inside, which means he's making you mountain-proof. And there may be a mountain, but you can't see it because God got you so into him. You were in the hill of the Lord, like the Bible says. You're in the mountain of God. You're in the high place with him to where everything looks small. God will put you in a place of prayer and travail and intercession. And once you get to a place in relationship with God, that you're saying, Lord, God, all these grapes in the midst of these giants, I see grapes.
Yeah.
I see promise.
Yes, I see grace.
I see deliverance. Yeah.
Mm. All right, you hear that, right? Our executive producer, my angel over there, I'm be like, I see grace. When y'all hear me, for all those who are listening today, when you hear me talk about grace, I'm going to be like, I see grace. That means I'm going through something. I'm in the mountain. Guess what? those mountains ain't big as I see grace. That's how little they are to me because I've been in my word. I've been in the presence of the Lord. Amen? And I've had a relationship with God. And sometimes God will give you a glimpse of what you're going to go through before you actually really go through it. So when you in it, you be like, okay, now I understand that. This makes sense now, God.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all about that relationship. I thank you so much. When we come back, we're going into our next segment, In the Hood. We want, before you leave this morning, we want to talk about this awesome upcoming event. on January 24th here in NYC, Brooklyn. Shout out to all of my Brooklynites this morning. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Kim and Dr. Oliver T. Reed. We'll be back.
Hi, I am Ms. Myra Smith Fry, and on behalf of the I Am Special Movement, I want to take this time to invite you to visit the porch. Come on, stop by on Sundays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Dial 832-551-5100, access code 232885 for the I Am Special Inspirational Call. We not only offer you an ice-cold mason jar full of lemonade or tea, but we make sure that you know you are special. Thanks to all the great information, knowledge, and wisdom shared there, you are going to leave knowing that special people do special things. So come on by each Sunday. Join us on the porch.
Hey, this is Steve Harvey. You know, some people might say I'm a star, but to me, moms are the real stars. You know, they do so much and they show a lot of love for their kids each and every day. That's why I'm excited to partner with Coca-Cola to kick off this year's Coca-Cola Pay It Forward program, which includes the all-new Coca-Cola Pay It Forward Academy and a $5,000 scholarship for the winners. The Coca-Cola Pay It Forward Academy is an all-expense-paid 3-day experience designed to encourage high academic achievement for teens and provide school tips for moms as they support their teens' academic goals. To give your teen a chance to win this experience, hosted by Coca-Cola and me in Atlanta this summer, go to coke.com/payitforward.
Welcome back to another show with your host, Minister Kim. I hope you're having an awesome time this morning as we always provide a segment to give you that gleam of hope. And today I'm encouraging you to get a relationship with God. Just show up for God. Come and be in His presence. Wherever you are right now, pull over. You know, start what you're doing. And say, God, here I am, standing in need of prayer. Tell Him what's going on. And when I say that, it doesn't mean it has to be something negative. Say, God, I'm in a good place right now because of You. I just thank You. I thank You. When I look around, I can have a lot to say that wouldn't benefit neither one of us. But all I want to say is thank You. Just start out with that. Adore Him. But you got to know Him. And before we leave the show today, we're going to open up for Dr. Reed to just pray. Pray for those who are still on the fence, those who don't know God, and those who do know God, but they don't have a relationship with God. Don't have a relationship. You heard of Him, but you really don't have a relationship because you're not praying. You're not praying. But at this time, as we are in our next segment, In the Hood, where we provide you with a pool of information about what's going on in the community, anytime your community is having something you feel that is worth sharing with us, please email us at hope@themorningglory.org. But Dr. Reed, you going to be in our neck of the woods, Brooklyn. You going to be in Brooklyn on the 24th. Say that date. 24th. Tell us what's going on. January 24th, 2015. What's happening?
All right. I will be up and being a part of such an awesome experience. This is round two, the Making of Mongols 2. Letting your brand shine through Entrepreneurs Conference. It's gonna be a great event with my dear sister, great friend, the visionary of Darlene Utopia. That's Darlene A. Anderson. We're going to be up in New York, and we are going to be just taking it to a whole other level. Every entrepreneur, every business person, you need to be in that gathering on January 24th. It's going to start at 8 a.m. It's going to last to 2 p.m. It's going to be at the Hollis Room, 9040 160th Street, Jamaica, New York. And I'm telling you, the first one, oh, my goodness, we had so many divine connections and such a wonderful time. And if you really want to take your business, your ministry, your gifting, you may not have a business yet, maybe you're thinking about it, maybe you're apprehensive, this is going to be a place that I believe will sharpen you, will strengthen you. And I'm just so honored to share with such great speakers that's going to be there, great sponsors that's going to be there, even the producer of the show, Kim, is going to be there. I mean, it's going to be just an awesome time. A fellowship introducing new businesses to you. So meet us in New York. And so I'm excited about that. All the information is at www.darleneutopia.com. That's www.darleneutopia.com.
Thank you so much. That's a great commercial. And also for Dr. Oliver T. Reed, you can check him out at www.imasolution.com. When we come back, we want to pray for your soul. We'll be back.
Life can seem like a puzzle, so many pieces, not knowing where they fit. We know someone who can help you master this puzzle. Jesus is and will always be the answer. I want to take this time to invite you to join us each Sunday morning at Kingdom Life Temple. We're located at 3030 Jerome Avenue in the Bronx, New York, between Bedford Park Boulevard and 204th Street. Our service time is Sunday morning, 9:45 a.m., and we also offer children's ministry during our main worship service and our midweek service on Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m., also offering our teen Bible study. We'd love to see you in the place. We have a saying at our church, one voice, one sound, one family, one love. God bless you, and I look forward to seeing you this Sunday.
Welcome back. We never leave a show without inviting you to Christ. So at this time, I'm going to bring Dr. Reed back and just ask him to pray for us today.
Amen. Amen. For those that are there, that are out there, that are listening, and you don't know Jesus Christ, that's the best solution, the greatest solution that could ever be brought into your life. Jesus Christ. And he said in Romans 10:9, if you would just confess with your mouth, Romans 10:9, and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you will be saved. So you can just say that with me real quickly. I believe and I confess and I come to you, recognizing, Lord, that I'm a sinner, and you're saved. And for those that are out there that are struggling, Father, we just pray over them that are going to the next level. They're on this consecration, God, and they're riding the waves. And Lord, we thank you for their success, and we thank you for revealing the greatness in them and the greatness you have for them. And God, we ask that you would just color them under your blood, your presence, your word, and your name. We declare over them divine acceleration this year. God, we declare, oh God, that no weapon would be be formed, we'll be able to prosper. And Lord God, we just thank you for the spirit of increase. God, we thank you that they're going to finish strong, that they're going to run the race with patience. And God, we thank you that, God, that you bring all things and you allow them to work together for their good. And God, we thank you in advance for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We thank you and we welcome you to the greatest kingdom, God's kingdom, where you have family from all walks of life that will love on you. I encourage you to get into a Bible teaching church. Check us out at Kingdom Life Temple, 3030 Jerome Avenue in the Bronx, right by Jerome Avenue and Bedford Park. And if you would like Dr. Reed, invite them to fellowship at your church. We're about God's business, and we want to invite you to fellowship with us. It's important.
Yes. Definitely, if you want to stay connected with our ministry, we're actually at www.otrministries.org, and that is Oneness to Redemption, OTR Ministries with an S, .org. So you can reach out to us, you can give us a call. We're fully branded, and we'll be able to help you and to share with you.
Amen. God bless. Thank you so much. Looking forward to meeting you personally real soon and definitely having you back here on the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope. As we say, there is hope. Be that gleam of hope as you leave your home today, as you go out and do your chores today, as you prepare for tomorrow to go to worship service. Be a gleam of hope. Smile. Hug someone. God bless. Until next time, this is your girl, Minister Moore.
You're listening to the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Tim, providing you with that gleam of hope.